Prologue. In pursuit of smooth skin. February 2016. I do not think I will ever get used to this. I should be welcoming this dramatic shift in weather. Florida is known for its warm winds, its temperate climate, its sunny and easygoing days. And yet, as my husband Tuan and I go through this process of leaving our residence in Canada again, zooming through the sky to Miami International Airport, where we are hit with an oven-like blast. The scars that have defined me these 44 years scream out, enraged by humidity, by heat. Yes, my skin was tighter hours ago in Toronto's winter-like scene, but at least things were holding steady. I knew precisely what to expect. And so it is not merely Miami's warmth that harms me. It is that it is different from what I have left behind. I spot the various reporters from news outlets waiting to cover my trip and muster courage to approach those microphones to greet them. All smiles, all peace. Following a brief press conference in the terminal, I am ushered toward a waiting vehicle that will transport me to the hotel where we always stay.
"How are you feeling today, Kim?"
the reporters had asked.
"And are these laser treatments really healing your scars?"
During the 20-minute commute to my destination, I reflect on the depth of those probes. How am I feeling? I wonder, is this process helping at all? Truthfully, I am not sure. I shall not assess until all 7 treatments are complete, I tell myself, aware that if I render an evaluation too early, I will need to concede that I am not where I had hoped I would be.
"We keep going,"
I had said with a confident fist pump to the pool of reporters back at the airport.
"We keep trusting that my skin will be smooth."
The following morning, Tuan and I are transported to the clinic of Dr. Jill Weibel, the dermatologist conducting my treatments. I am welcomed by still more reporters, each of whom is eager to update their beat. How, exactly, would I characterize the progress that has been made so far? What will today's treatments hope to improve? How long will I be out for the procedure? How much pain do I experience while Dr. Jill does her work? To that last question, I force a grin and answer earnestly. Even the best pain medicines can only cloak 30% of the pain. I feel the other 70%. It is as if I am placed on a barbecue grate and grilled to within inches of my life. The hard truth of these laser treatments is that in order to help heal my burn scars, Dr. Jill has to burn my skin all over again. During each lengthy procedure, thousands of microscopic holes are drilled into my scars, in hopes of promoting in those wounded areas blood flow that I have not known since I was a child. "It is necessary, Kim," Dr. Jill explained to me during our first meeting nearly a year ago. "Pain with a purpose, you might say." Here in Miami for the 5th time in 8 months, I tried to ignore the light-hearted banter emerging from the clinic's lobby as the reporters swap tales over crudités and sandwiches while they wait for me. I focus my attention on the task at hand. Today we'll move.